animated movies.
You should really be going, Dan.
Yeah, because people can see you.
What's
on
the G.I. Joe?
Hey, yo, Joe!
Yeah, but like, thanks, you know, Charles. What's. Dan, I should know the theme. I'm blanking on the theme.
He fights for freedom wherever there's trouble.
American hero.
They're all
don't
just
know
a
the rest of the world.
Oh, but the intro of this movie is...
Isn't there a guy who just shouts Cobra?
Yeah.
The Rock
can you sing
intro
this?
To
I was
this
doing
movie?
He fights for freedom where there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there. He'll never give up. He'll stay till the fight's won. G.I. Joe is there. G.I. Joe, real American hero. Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.
That's good.
Yeah, you'll see.
No, because the intro to this movie is something completely different.
Oh, is it going to be the Transformers song?
Awesome. No, it's even more
what was the
epic.
Song again? From Transformers?
You got the touch. You got the power.
This is G.I. Joe by Michael Bay?
Yeah.
No.
I got to say.
G.I. Joe's.
We've got the Transformers movie down low, I feel.
The
where
animated
we left
one?
Off. Yeah, but I feel like we're going to get up to here.
So
you all can't see, but I'm above my head.
I'm worried because of... Because of, I don't
Transformers.
Know, Transformers giant anus planet that eats everything.
It's Transformers
that's
one
basically
where, like,
just
they
Orson
killed off
Welles.
All Ratchet and they killed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
the
first 1.5 minutes.
Because they needed to pave the way for the next, you know, gen.
Okay.
Yeah.
But 9-year-old. The difference between G.I. Joe and Transformers is Transformers, they can actually shoot. G.I. Joe and Stormtroopers went to the same shooting range.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's nobody a laser light show in the sky.
Now, I will say, in G.I. Joe's, everyone's parachutes work really well. So,
and
like, I get props to that parachute.
I always loved when they would parachute out of the helicopter getting shot down. So, like, the helicopter would get shot, and then there's a parachute. How the fuck did that work?
Point of order, there actually is a helicopter that, when you press the eject, the helicopter blades will also eject so that you're not thrown into the blades.
Well, I never saw a helicopter of blades ejecting.
Weren't you a helicopter pilot?
No.
Didn't you steal a helicopter?
No. That was a no.
Was
we're
that a
on,
movie?
We're on a,
was that a
we
movie?
We're on a podcast for all time.
Yeah.
I admit to nothing.
That's nothing new.
Welcome back, movie fans. Pete here.
And Brian.
And Neil.
And our special guest, our very own major internet influencer.
Especially with the G.I. Joe section.
At Yojo Ara, A-R-A-H, a real American hero. He is a sculptor. He is an artist. He is really huge in the Netherlands right now.
Really?
Are you
huge.
Saying he's really huge in the Nether regions?
Netherlands.
I said what I said.
Super I said what big. I said.
Giles, welcome back, buddy.
Thanks. Good to be here. Last time, Jurassic Park. I'm still wearing the Jurassic Park
I thought that was a Jurassic Park hat.
It was 100%
the Jurassic Park hat.
And you've actually brought some of your action figures, not to be confused with coloring toys.
That's right, Pete.
Thank you for making that delineation. Whoever said that to you once is a total asshole.
I feel
total
like we dick. Need to bring it up a little bit and call them custom collectibles.
Custom? Ooh.
You can't
like
really collect them, though, because I don't sell them.
But you've collected them.
I collect them.
They're very hard to find.
I'm like that dickhead kid on the block who, like, have the cool toys, like, get the aircraft carrier and play with it in the window, and all the friends are like, can I come up? Yeah, my toy.
So you're basically a custom collector. You have a custom collection that you do not share.
Correct.
All right.
Custom collection that I've made that I don't share. People have asked to buy them, but each one takes like...
Who did you bring today? Can you go left to
Let's
right?
Let's see.
Speak to the microphone.
Starting on the left, we had some requests today. Ooh. I brought Falcon because he plays a big role in this movie. Next to him is Gung Ho.
Yeah.
That's Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
That is the MP with his dog, Order, and the MP's name is Law. Jinx, Shipwreck, who is my favorite... Mutton Junkyard, and then Sergeant Slaughter.
Sergeant Slaughter,
G.I. Joe crossover, who was never actually in the military.
What? Well, no, hold on.
Wait, so he was a Gravy SEAL?
He was a Gravy SEAL.
Oh my gosh.
You mean to tell me that? Sorry, I just assume. This is blowing
Wait,
my mind.
But he served in the Yucatan Peninsula with Arnold Schwarzenegger when they got attacked by that alien. He didn't have time to bleed.
That was Jesse.
Oh my God, Pete. I will leave this podcast right now.
All right.
Turn this car around.
You know, we're gonna...
I was joking.
Sure. It's fine. Safe space. Our fans are not upset. I'm not getting a text message right now. Holy moly.
So, we're watching G.I. Joe the movie.
I'm very excited for this.
The animated
Me too.
Movie. Yes, I'm worried, though. Because
Why?
Of because of last week.
Transformers was a little rough.
It was more than
Why
a little rough.
Why would you do back-to-back anime?
Because the fans demanded it.
I demanded it.
It was Brian.
Do what Brian says. G.I. Joe the movie is way better than Transformers the movie. And here's the real reason why. Is Transformers the movie, when they did that movie, they were really killing off all these characters to pave the way to introduce the new line of toys.
Yes.
G.I. Joe, they did do some of that in this. You'll see like Serpentor and you'll see all these weird Cobra Law and, you know, kind of...
Well, Serpentor was established before the movie, though.
But all those Law people, I think.
Oh, yeah, no, the Cobra Law people are all new.
And G.I. Joe, like in the... I forget what year this movie came out.
87.
Know? 87, right. So G.I. Joe, that was kind of its prime. Like G.I. Joe, mm-hmm. 85 through 88, 89. Then in 90, they just went nuts with their neon shit and their Eco Warriors.
You mean the ice cream?
Yeah, right. Trooper? It was awful. But this is kind of like at the peak of G.I. Joe coolness. And they were having so many sales on all the new toys that they didn't need to kill off the old toys, because once the old toys were done in their circulation, like they would release 84 year, 85 year, that was it. If you didn't get them at Toys R Us, you were hosed.
I'm getting an education here.
But in this movie, Duke was supposed to die, and because
Transformers,
Optimus Prime was such a shit show, they ADR'd that Duke.
Well, those movies
die.
Came out 3 years apart, though.
No, actually. Transformers movie came 84. Out in 80, no, it was 86, I believe. It was
we're going to IMDb that.
Yeah, but that's the whole reason was that because of like the shit show of Optimus Prime dying and everyone being really upset, they're like, oh no, we really shouldn't do this. Okay. But you'll see, because it all of a sudden,
and
it'll
I'm glad
be like,
they did.
Yeah.
Because I got to say, even as a kid when I watched the Transformers movie, I hated it. I thought it was shit. And even when Michael Bay comes and then kills off my favorite characters in his new movies, like, fuck you, Michael Bay.
Jazz.
Right. Ratchet. Yeah. Later in the movie. Ratchet's my favorite for obvious reasons, but...
Obviously.
No, not obviously.
Not remotely close.
They don't do that in this movie.
Okay, so, Giles, I feel like you and I, we were locked in with this movie. We know it really well, but...
Neil, you and I are not
like
locked in anything.
We're only half of the equation here.
Well, that's it. Knowing is half the battle.
No. You know what? Like, my frame of reference at this point is kind of like the PSAs from the early 90s.
Oh, yeah. Who wants the body massage?
Exactly. Body massage. I'm in the body massage area right now.
Pork chop sandwiches!
Pork chop sandwiches!
Well... I'm kind of missed.
Get the fuck out, guys.
I had the DVD and it had all the PSAs, all of them, like nice. 50 of them that you could watch, and they were the actual PSAs. Well, because everyone got concerned about soldiers shooting and that would be too violent, and so like Hanna-Barbera said, hey, we'll have PSAs. We'll let the kids learn about safety and not drowning when you cliff dive.
Gender equality on skateboards.
Yeah.
So what are the questions that we need to ask tonight?
Ooh, should we ask Neil or Giles?
I think we should ask Neil.
Giles.
Neil, yeah. I'm not going to put Giles through this. I don't want to put him on the spot. You've only had 50 opportunities to get this right.
This is not a problem for me.
That is said.
Why are you sweating?
Question number one is, does the movie hold up?
Nice.
Yes.
Question number two is, should the movie be remade, rebooted, recycled or removed from the earth?
All appropriate questions to ask.
And question number three, do we make our kids watch this?
Let our kids
force our children
to
watch this as punishment or reward?
Well,
punishment or reward.
Some movies.
You've done it deeper than I've heard the three questions before.
Yeah, well, it's evolved because there are definitely some movies I'm like, dude, you bring the car back way too late last night and you are going to watch Leprechaun tonight. And you have to watch the... Like, yeah, you're going to think, yeah, Jennifer Aniston, she's hot, but fuck, I have to sit through this for the next 90 minutes.
There's a lot of sitting through for that.
Never seen it.
He will never bring that car back late again.
So now that we know the questions...
Let's go get some scotch.
Well, one, I'd like to point out that for this movie, the intro was so good that my dad would sit down and watch the intro. When like we were at that age where we were always rewatching movies, he would actually stop, sit down, and watch the intro, and then say, "And then I'm out," and then leave, because he thought the intro was one of the best animated intros of all time.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's high praise.
So
I'm throwing down the gauntlet
that right off the bat we're going throttle.
Is there anything else that we want to add before? Is there anything we should look out for? Is there any secret Easter eggs or something that we want to keep an eye out for in here?
Snake Eyes does not have a single line of dialogue.
Oh,
therefore, he only exists in Cartoon World. There is no, like, real-world counterpart.
Except for the movie that came out last year.
I don't want to talk about that movie.
You don't?
I do not.
Did you go see it?
I saw it for free and demanded my money back.
Did you really?
I saw it on, like, HBO. Like, no, I saw it on a plane. I was literally a locked trap
so
audience.
So you saw Snake Eyes on a plane? Yeah.
There are too many motherfucking ninjas on this motherfucking plane.
To expand on that, Snake Eyes was kind of a mistake, a one-off, that when they made the original characters, they just decided to include the Snake Eyes guy based on an existing sculpt that Larry Hama made, who's like one of the creator guru guys. So maybe it was Ron Rudet, I forget. But anyway, it turned out to be the biggest selling mistake they've ever made. Oh, yeah. Not Snake mistake, but kind of like a, well, let's just, well, whatever, it's a ninja guy, doesn't say anything, let's give him a wolf.
Yeah.
Turns out that,
yeah, it's kind of like, you know, not making enough
Boba
Fett.
But I thought about this, and this is why. So G.I. Joe has hundreds of characters, of course, and you can argue that there's somebody for everybody. But Snake Eyes is the one that any of us could have been. Because he's, you know, dressed all in black with a mask, who knows what he looks like. Because up until the...
It was me.
In the early 80s, they had their token, you know, minorities of the time, but there weren't a lot of diversity.
Mm-hmm.
In the mid-90s, they still didn't have a black female. They had, you know, they had females, they had Asian Americans, sorry. They had, you know, races, but there was only like one or two. And some of the races that they chose to do were...
The races were a white guy with a mustache.
By today's standards would be pretty...
Wasn't there a Native American called like...
Spirit.
Spirit. And he was kind of stereotyped. I almost brought him tonight, but I thought better of it.
I mean, you know, cool character, but yeah, it does
Right.
Aqua Taco. Well, so that'd be interesting to see how that holds up as well.
Right.
We ready to dive in?
I'm ready.
One last question. One last question. Giles. One last.
Okay.
What was the first model that you... What was the first G.I. Joe that you did?
Chuckles.
Nice. And you still have Chuckles?
Mm-hmm. I have them all.
You have them all?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
I haven't got rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Glorious.
I promise not to break anymore.
Promises.
I promise nothing. All right. So you guys know what we're going to do. We are going to hit pause on the podcast, and we hope you do as well so that you can go get some scotch. You can go get some ice cream. We're going to be back in 94 minutes.
Yeah, so tight.
So tight. And we'll see you in just... two shakes of a snake.
Okay.
Cobra tail.
Yeah. Two rattles of a cobra tail?
Two rattles of...
They don't rattle.
Okay. We'll be back with our itty bitty.
We'll see you when
bats.
The movie's over.
Do 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 do. Yeah, fuck.
Go Joe!
G.I. Joe! Joe's.
We did it! Cobra's defeated!
We saved them all!
Yo, Joe!
Saved
the world! Exterminated a race!
Yeah. An entire civilization never before seen on the planet. Fuck those guys.
Well, to be fair, they were going to mutate everybody. Like, what are you going to do?
Maybe it would have been an improvement. Have you seen the local population?
No, I mean, to be fair, they were shooting the thing. They thwarted the evil plan and then, for good measure, exterminated them all.
Right. I feel like that was just like a whoopsie-doopsie. Like, we stopped it by overloading the BET, and then it blew up everything and fell into, like, the reactor that then destroyed.
How many guys did we lose in this?
Zero.
No, absolutely not.
Not even Duke.
How many American heroes did we lose?
Zero. Because you never lose an American hero.
No. Either we all get out or none of us get out.
Either we all go home or no one goes home.
In an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot titty bag.
See, Sergeant Slaughter had the best lines.
Oh, wait, that was pretty awesome. Welcome back, guys. We had a lot of fun.
That was good.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it?
It was glorious.
It was glorious.
We're skipping right to question two.
So, to be fair, it was glorious, but that doesn't mean it was good.
First, you have to do your synopses.
Okay, synopsize. You get to go first.
All right.
Captain Joe.
Two sentences.
Sure. No. So, G.I. Joe versus Cobra. An epic struggle of good versus evil. Both funded by the same agency, Hasbro. Wake up, people. It's a conspiracy.
I mean, a little not two sentences, but no, you really, I think you do kind of lock it in.
We'll allow it. We'll definitely allow it.
It's like that scene from the Star Wars movie.
Right. Where it says...
Last Jedi.
The Starfighter and the TIE Fighter made by the same people. I'm Benicio Del Toro doing a really weird accent.
With a facial tick.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna have to do this one on the cuff, I guess. All right, off the cuff.
Are you on the cuff?
I'll be on the cuff.
Off the wagon? He's on the wagon.
I'm somewhere in describing.
He's on the horse.
I know how it's gonna start.
In a world where G.I. Joe fights not only Cobra, but Cobra's weird older brother, Cobra La. Cobra La!
Synopsis?
That worked for me.
Okay.
Everybody who's listening to this in their cars have crashed.
I think it worked. I actually didn't pop it. It was worse over here when you guys were laughing. Wow. So there.
It's because I project.
Do you?
Like a BET.
Oh. The BET. Oh my God.
Neil, all right, Neil.
Neil, okay. your turn.
I mean, do we really have any choice but love this movie? We're Americans. We love freedom. I would say that not only is this one of the films ever made, it's one of the films of all time.
It is one of
this,
the...
This was made. A movie.
This was a movie.
You cannot, say no more. You cannot get more honest of a synopsis. It was one of the movies of all time.
This was once a movie.
They made their movie. They said their lines. They cut it. They put it in the can. We saw it.
Okay, everyone said their lines except for Chuckles.
Oh, that kills
and Snake Eyes.
Chuckles, a favorite of mine. No lines.
Not one. Does he show up in any other, like in the TV show?
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Does he talk?
Not really. I don't remember. No. He's in comics a lot.
He talked to you, hear him Giles. Talk? In your heart, he talks.
In my heart, he was always Don Johnson. Like I always equated Chuckles to like the Miami Vice,
the shirt. Yeah,
but clearly,
right,
that was
the shirt. Lieutenant but no, Falcon. They turned him into my least favorite Joe Falcon, which I actually like now because it was Don Johnson.
You're very conflicted after this
I'm
movie.
Very conflicted.
You're talking
Your
about
whole childhood.
I'm gonna
has
have
been
to go
ruined.
Back on the Falcon character and paint him some hair because
he know.
Was a stud.
You were so proud of the fact that you kind of gave him a bald spot uh-huh. to kind of like, you know, take the wind out of his sails.
Right.
But now,
all of those internet comments make sense.
Yep.
All of the internet hate.
I have to rethink it all. Redoing the line.
Was that your 2-cent synopsis?
Yep. It was a movie. It was a movie.
It was the movie. Seen by people. Here today.
Need I say more?
America.
Yep.
All right. G.I. Joe the movie is the story of Falcon and how he is terrible as a G.I. Joe, but in the end, he learns that true spirit comes from realizing that everything's explosive.
Weirdly paralleled by the Cobra Commander story, a coming-of-age story.
About lab safety.
About lab safety.
Oh, for step out of lab, when you have a weird spore thing, don't stick it in your face.
Man, I had a nickel for every time.
Was oddly phallic.
It was. Yeah,
can you also just take a moment, like about Cobra Commander? Can you imagine, like you're working in a lab and you make a terrible mistake and it mutates you, and you're like, oh my god! And someone says, no, we're going to use this. What? We're going to mutate everybody, but you know, years and years from now.
In the meantime, can you go to the real world and raise an army with your mutated face behind a mask, of course, and just like
because you're fucking hideous.
It's like seriously, no one wants to look at you. You're fucking disgusting. And can you just be a really shitty leader for years, and then when the time is right, no, get this, I'm gonna come back and say you're fucking awful and condemn you to even more mutation. Where you won't even be human anymore. Sounds cool.
Yeah, yeah, let's
cool.
do it.
But all do right. I get a cool cape?
Yes.
No.
He well, did. At the end of the very first, like when we first see him, when he's like, when Serpentor's like, you're a bungling idiot. He's like,
right.
This is erroneous.
Right.
Fake news. Everybody loves me. Destro. He's a buffoon. Fuck you.
Never heard that anywhere before in national politics.
He was wearing a cape and he had a cane with a green jewel on it. He was pimping.
He was pimping. Yeah, and pimping ain't easy.
No, clearly.
So does this movie hold up?
Good question. Weirdly, yes.
Yeah.
This movie was bonkers. This movie was Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension animated, like totally asinine, off the wall. I fucking loved it. 10-year-old, 12-year-old me is going, give me more. Oh my God, now they have spooge jets shooting spoogey spooges.
Like mozzarella everywhere.
It's flying mozzarella sticks. It's just...
Yeah, like, I feel like this is what the Transformers movie was trying to do, but they somehow were able to increase the story and make us care a little bit more about other characters.
Well, they had a story. The other one was just like a frenetic hour and a half of like, oh my God, we have to like give kids seizures and blow shit up. And we have Orson Welles. Yeah.
And this did have like the... someone actually thought out like, as Giles, you were saying, like we had two... storylines. You know, like we had two...
mimicked each other.
Courtroom scenes.
Yeah. Yep. And then also there was there was like some pulling at the heartstrings a little bit with, oh my gosh, there's the older brother, younger brother, half brother. We got to, you know, we have to know. But there is this like, you know, the younger brother's a bit of a fuck up. As a younger brother here, I definitely identified with that as growing up, and that, you know, he could maybe save his older brother. Oh no, he died. No, he's not dead. Okay, fine.
I actually like the Cobra Commander storyline. I'd never remembered it as a kid, but watching it was like, oh, well, that was more interesting.
We get a
than
Cobra
the...
Commander origin story.
Yeah.
We didn't see that coming.
And Finnish story, because what he just turned into a snake.
That's actually, it? In following seasons, like they find a way to reverse it, and he's like a snake man, and then he just goes back to
being Cobra Commander.
In a face mask. There's no one asks. No one talks
was
about it.
Was it just is that when they had like the cloth covering thing?
No, I don't like. I feel like that came first, and then it was followed by the. I feel like he just started covering his face again. Everyone's like, "Yeah, no, we're just not going to talk about the fact he's got eight eyes." It's
we don't talk. About
don't look at him in the eyes,
Neil.
Yeah, well, Neil. I mean, if we're Neil. I feel like we're kind of comparing this to Transformers. Like we sort of have to.
Well, yeah.
I mean, because we set it up that way.
Yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed them both. I mean, they're both really. I enjoyed them both.
Hey,
and
he's
they're
speaking
both
his
really
truth.
Far out there, like way further out there than I remember.
He was
as
higher
a kid.
Than we were.
Maybe. He was on
I'm
a different level.
Like, no, it's just like I'm kind of shocked that they made these for kids. They are so crazy.
That's a good point. But 10-year-old, like the 10-year-old, like I was 10 watching this movie again.
Yeah.
It totally took me back to being a kid.
Can we take a moment when like we have to infiltrate the Terradrome? Dome? Terradrome.
Terradrome. Terradome.
Whatever, the Cobra base, and get some information. He's like, we're going to do it without weapons. If we're going to make it training, sounds like a good idea.
What?
Let's make it hard.
If they reboot this movie ever, and they play Welcome to the Terradrome by Public Enemy during that scene, that would be the shit.
Well, I mean, the kind of
Welcome to
now.
The Terradrome.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so both movies had slamming music. I really love the music in both.
It's now in his workout list.
I mean, you know, everyone knows Transformers made the big sin of killing the coolest guy in the beginning. Whereas in this movie, the coolest guy, Sergeant Slaughter, comes in for like most of the last half.
Yeah.
So it ends on a major high note.
And
I would argue the
defeats.
Coolest guy was so cool he didn't even have to say anything.
Yeah, Snake Eyes was there for a bit.
Chuckles.
Oh.
Either way, they were there too.
They were there too. Didn't even get a credit.
Well, better than Lifeline. Like Lifeline shows up like, Lifeline, is that you? Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, they're about to beat the shit out of you. I can't see.
Yeah.
Do you have visine?
So I like them both. I mean, if Optimus Prime would have lived and come in and been the hero at the end of Transformers, you know, it would have made the movie better.
In a weird twist, Peter Cullen, who plays Optimus Prime, was the Serpentor commander. What's the big winged dude?
Nemesis. He played the voice of Nemesis Enforcer?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Wow.
So like, he got his ass kicked and kind of killed in this one.
Yeah, but I will say the G.I. Joe movie I like took a lot of the cheese out of the TV show, and it was like a real legitimate like movie with a lot to talk about.
Yeah, when Falcon like was dereliction of duty and he's gonna be like court-martialed before he's like sent off to the slaughterhouse, and like where the fuck are we? We're in the middle of nowhere. Boom!
Yeah,
like, right out the window.
Yeah, so those PSAs I was talking about before, I take it back. They've been replaced. They're still great, but they've been replaced by the movie, and I appreciate it.
Nice.
Good.
All right, I'm going to ask a controversial question here, and I'm going to preface it. I'm going to ask the question and give my answer.
Okay.
So the question is, do you think they should have kept it where Duke dies instead of like, oh no, he's in a coma.
Okay.
I think Duke should have died. It was super poignant.
You're a monster.
He saved his brother's life. We watch as his brother is literally devastated, and we have that great moment when Flint turns around and just says, "Yo, Joe," with tears in his eyes.
Did you get that picture?
No, man. I was too. I was too emotional. Like it was too soon. Dude. Too soon. So I feel like Duke should have died. I think I would have been okay with it, and it really would have been a turning point for.
Well. I can see where you're going with that because he doesn't actually show up visually in any part of the movie. He was drawn out, really.
Well, the script was for him to die. And right. Then,
it's so obvious he was supposed to.
So, yeah, I can see how you want to do that, but 12-year-old me is going, no. Please, no.
So he goes, I'm dead. And Scarlett's holding him. He's in a coma. Bitch, you didn't check his pulse.
That was so funny. And she's like
just without missing a beat, like right away.
She's just like sitting over him, like he's drafted into a deep coma. I'm like, no, he's dead.
He's like, I don't think the doctor can do anything. The doctor's like, he's going to die. And then he's in a coma. What, bitch?
Oh, man. He definitely should have died.
I feel like it was when Optimus Prime died. It was this whole like, what, he dies, and then it was this. Meh.
I hated Transformers after they killed.
But
Optimus
with Duke,
Prime.
I feel like
it was like 10 minutes into the movie.
I would have hated G.I. Joe if they did that.
Fair enough. That's just me. I feel like Duke died.
But that's a great segue here because if we go into question two and should they reboot this movie?
Yes.
just replay.
Put your wallet away, Giles.
We said even scene by scene, the whole thing. Just
shut up and
action.
Take my money. Right. I'm with you, though. I'm really with you.
Yes.
Oh, I'm gonna take it a step further, guys.
But no, in the reboot, should Duke die?
Okay. But what if? What if Duke dies?
I walk out.
This doesn't happen. So I'm gonna go with two things for the reboot. One, Duke dies. Hear me out, Giles. But like all cartoons, he's just gone for a couple episodes, and then there's word of like this super deep ops, like badass G.I. Joe working behind the scenes that no one knows about, and they uncover it at the end of the episode, and it's Duke. He was alive all the time, just like Nick Fury.
No, I was going to say, the Nick Fury.
They're going to Nick Fury him.
I'd buy that.
All right.
Of course you would.
All right. Here's how I'm going to reboot this movie. One, Robot Chicken. Hour and a half, and I want them to use your figures, Giles, to do the whole movie.
Oh my gosh, claymation.
Well, we said this during while we were watching it. It's Team America.
Right.
just the same movie with your action figures, you know, a little bit of zaniness.
I think there's going to be like a sex scene between Jinx and Falcon where they just like bang together. And
Chuckles gets to talk.
Okay.
You get to voice Chuckles.
Yeah, you can play Chuckles.
Yeah, I bet you I can get Donnie J. to come back.
He'd probably do it for a Subway sandwich.
Reprise
his role. Do it for a Subway sandwich.
Subway sandwiches.
Pork chop sandwiches.
So, is that a yes on the reboot?
So that's the yes. That's my pitch for the reboot.
I definitely... Well, who would you have play some of the characters, though? Like, some, didn't, we don't have to go down the whole laundry list of them, Giles, okay, bud? obviously...
Giles plays Chuckles.
No, Chris Pine, Chuckles.
Duke. Chris Pine plays Duke.
Oh.
No, Chris Pine's too jokey for Duke.
No, he's not. No, he is not. He has a lot. Like, no. Ryan Reynolds should play Chuckles.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I could see that.
I was going to have like Ryan Reynolds play Falcon. Spend more time with the ladies.
That's a whole different podcast.
No, that would... I would probably see more of like maybe one of the other Chris's.
Well, Chris Hemsworth's brother could Liam? Do... Liam Hemsworth could do a good Duke.
I'm sure we need a Skarsgård in there.
Any
of the Skarsgårds.
How many are there?
Like 9?
Really?
10? Well, actually, it turns out the really weird, older-looking Skarsgård is not related to the Skarsgårds. The ones who was in Vikings, he just has the last name Skarsgård.
He's a Viking, so...
Yeah. He would play one of the...
What, the one that played Floki in the Vikings?
Yeah.
He's awesome.
He would play one of the, you know, the motorcycle gang, the Rawhide. Yeah. Not the Rawhides, the...
Dreadnoks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
definitely.
All right.
I think the voices aren't as important as just getting that look. And I think you
change
the look as little as possible.
So you like, got to find an actor, actress who looks like...
Keep it true to this version. You don't update it. It's just this.
Like so it. Would Beachhead spend his whole time wearing like the... Uh-huh.
Yep.
We all wear those stupid things inside and all the time. And sunglasses.
You know, whether or not you're in the Arctic or
yep.
at the
Daniel
beach.
Day-Lewis is definitely in this movie.
Yep. Keep it
he
all.
He became a Joe for 2 years before... Like, Daniel Day-Lewis is Sergeant Slaughter in this.
Keep all of it. Pull the pins out with your teeth. Everything.
Everything.
Rock on. No, I'm
shot
all
for shot.
All the splooge, but all CGI all splooge.
Oh, yeah.
Like really good splooge.
Well, we said this would be an insanely high budget movie at this point.
And of course, you need to have a time worm stick to count.
Oh my gosh.
Like all this technology. Well, keep in mind, they use bugs for everything.
But their technology was supposedly like more advanced than.
They went organic. But yes, like the time stick was by far like where they really dropped the ball.
Oh no, I thought it was great.
Like the time stick went up two notches and they got all the way to Antarctica.
Two notches, it's halfway up. Wow.
Like, wow, here we are. And like, oh my God, like they, all of our guys just got caught by the giant, I don't know, spider tree that cocoons you. And a Falcon, we should go there. Yeah, we're already here. Like, how about that? Like,
yeah, everything was next door.
Yeah,
right.
It literally like, oh, look at that across the yard.
We're in the
Arctic. Which is like
over
perfect for 12-year-old me when you're out like playing out make believe in the yard. You're like, and then we go to the base, which is right over there.
Yeah. Or like, oh, around the porch, and like, that's going to be the aircraft carrier. And then, yeah, it.
Yeah, that's what it's designed for that.
Well, that same token, everything is like, both sides have terrible security that's easily breached,
oh, yeah.
but they will not fix it, and they just recognize that that's the game.
Right.
I thought it very strange. What are the names of those boats that they, into the pterodrome, or what the boats that they kind of came up, the
motor
four
boats?
The motorboats?
Oh,
they, you were calling them by their actual name.
Yeah.
Ticks? No.
No, I'm drawing a blank now. They're orange and I've made devilfish.
Devilfish.
Wow.
And they came in on four of them, left on five of them, and they just covered them with blankets. And then like the Cobra helicopter bubbles flew over with their... I was like, nope, nothing to see here. Just like four blankets on the ground.
Someone's having a sleepover.
Yep. Someone's getting lucky under there.
So I would let my son watch this as a reward, and I would make my daughter watch this as a punishment. She would hate this movie, and he would love this movie.
What's yeah. I think my daughter would love this movie because it has a lot of women kicking butt.
Your daughter would
butt.
Love this movie.
I think you're right.
Your daughter would absolutely love this movie, Neil. Like, she,
I think you're exactly right, Pete.
Like, Kala, do you want to see a girl flip through the air and beat up people? Yes.
With a blindfold?
Yes. The blindfold of power. I'm terrible, but when I blind myself, I'm better.
I'm kick ass.
Yeah. Both of my kids would just be like, there's a screen on. Hooray!
Right. I don't care what it is.
Look, we're watching commercials. Fine. What's the Geico lizard doing this week?
I was very happy to have watched this movie.
Yeah, that was fun. This was a great one tonight. I have no complaints. You know, I was wildly swung between how much I was being entertained and how, like, as a serious movie, how terrible, like, the script choices were, which added weirdly added to the entertainment.
Well, as you were saying, Giles, like, the characters wear their costume no matter the
no
climate.
No matter what.
Are you in the Arctic and wearing, like, a jersey?
Uh-huh.
Sure. Were you...
I'm Bazooka. It's what I do.
It's what I do.
It's what I...
What I did like about this movie versus the TV show is it didn't feel like I was just being product plugged the whole time.
You didn't?
No. I mean, they had the same vehicles that are in the things. They introduced new characters, but realistically, if you look at it from like a marketing standpoint, they really had Slaughter's Renegades, the Rawhides, and the Nemesis Enforcers. Each one of those, like G.I. Joe never made its money on figures. It was always vehicles. And so that's really all they plugged. Those are the only new things that they had. And then they had all this weird Cobra God organic shit.
That no, one, those, no one was going to buy that shit anyways.
Yeah, well, they never made any of it. So it felt like they made the movie to make the movie, to tell a story and to, you know,
just keep
rather
the ball
than
rolling.
Like, hey, look at this new jet that does this thing. And aren't you glad we got this, Hawk? I sure am, Duke. Watch this. I can press a button. It turns into a tank.
I completely agree. Yeah, they made a real movie.
Yeah,
so good for them.
And we have to talk about how the fact
they
that
they made a movie.
Once again, Neil,
a movie of all time.
But yep. Those like G.I. Joe action figures, solid action figures.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Solid, solid. The vehicles, shit. I had a couple of them. Like, I got some handed down to me. They were terrible vehicles.
No, he's not wrong. And even the figures, like, the figures are great. All the accessories, you give them 15 minutes before, oh, fuck, where'd that gun go?
Oh yeah. Like,
and the vehicles are even worse. Like, did anybody have them? You should see the market for, like, do you have the antenna for the, you know, Cobra blah, blah, blah? $58 on eBay. Oh, my gosh, plastic antenna.
You just 3D print that shit now.
Right, well, they're doing that.
Yeah.
Make it better. But I always found, like, whenever we were playing, like, we would, my brother had the Cobra jet, and I remember we put it together, and it was, but every time he would play with it, it suddenly kept splitting in half. Like, none of the joints held. And it was constantly like, oh, shit. Squished, clicked. Okay, we're good, we're good. Okay,
maybe
it fell apart again.
You guys just didn't have, you know, couldn't have nice things because you were brutes.
Oh, yeah, because that's how we played.
We went balls to the wall. Can't throw the jet. These weren't crash test dummies.
Oh, I love those toys.
Yeah, right? Remember those?
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, what are we going to do next week?
Well, where do we go from, you know, goofy, crazy, fighting? Like, do we keep going in the battle?
Sad fighting.
Or do we go, like, I mean,
just looking at that.
A hard right into something, like, a little.
Do we want to go serious, or do we want to keep it? Oh, jeez.
Well, save Top Gun for me, for when the next movie comes out.
Have we not done Top Gun
yet? We have not done Top Gun. And the next one is coming out, I think, this summer.
Yeah. So we should.
If we're gonna do it, we should do it soon. Oh, yeah. We're gonna hold it till you have some time for us. Like, we'd love to have you come back.
You're gonna hate me during that movie. I'm just gonna be quoting the whole thing.
We both. We all will. It's totally fine.
As long as you reenact the volleyball scene, the completely unnecessary.
You have to show
dad
up.
Dad bod volleyball scene coming at you live.
There is nothing homoerotic about that.
That was good. 48 hours.
48 hours was good. Delta Force. We did Iron Eagle. We should do something like Delta Force.
Is that with Chuck Norris?
It is with Chuck Norris. Roadhouse.
Ooh.
For those of you at home, I just ripped Pete's throat out.
Yeah, you did.
A totally legitimate move when you have a mullet.
We could do something like that, or like Fast Times Ridgemont High.
That movie is so long.
It is. It's not a short movie.
No, ask the people listening. Give them three choices.
Okay.
Let them tell you what to do.
Roadhouse, Delta Force, or
Platoon was the other one.
Dazed and Confused.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Dazed and Confused, Delta Force, or Roadhouse.
Three very different movies.
Three very different movies.
Right. We'll have to put up a. We'll put up a.
Yeah. A poll.
That's the word.
Questionnaire.
On the Facebook.
And you guys can send us an email at dadsmovienight@gmail.com. We do check our email.
We have been checking your email.
We have.
No, really. I actually have been checking. Nothing's in there.
Okay. Just making sure.
It's all cleared out.
Any parting words?
I think this is one of those movies that's good to watch, like, with friends. You know, the more the merrier. So I'm glad we got to all be here for it.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Brian? Yeah, that's my thoughts too. Giles.
Again, we were trying to do like what our G.I. Joe names would be, and it's really hard not to turn into porn names.
What did I name you?
Milky Discharge.
No, just Discharge.
Just Discharge. Just we discharge. Added the Milky, and that's where we are now.
Okay. That's where we live.
Yeah. Now definitely a member of Cobra Law.
Yeah, me and Snow Job. Right. We're gonna take care of this.
No, it's Discharge and Snow Job.
Wait, which came first?
Giles, anything for you, bud? Thanks for coming out today.
Yo, Joe.
Thank you for bringing your awesome figures.
My toys, which I didn't let him play with.
No, but it's fine. In all seriousness, if you have a chance to follow Giles' account on Instagram, it's at YoJoArah, A-R-A-H, YoJo, a real American hero. It's
your work is fantastic. We really do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule of creating these fine collectible action figures to join us for this podcast tonight.
You have a panel in Toronto. My pleasure.
Okay, good. Because you are an influencer now. You are an influencer.
I am a micro.
No, macro. You're a macro influencer in a very niche market.
Yeah, but a cool market.
It's a very cool market. It's fucking great, dude.
Well, remember, kids, knowing is half the battle. The other 25% are red lasers, and the following 25 are blue.
Make sure your parachute's working on the way out.
That's right.
They all work. All parachutes work all the time.
You got to give the parachute tech some massive props from both sides.
Yeah.
Cobra parachute techs and Joe parachute techs. They know what the fuck they're doing.
You just know there's just some random schmuck like in both like bases just sitting there packing parachutes.
Never got an action figure, parachute tech guy. Like, his name's Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. You could come up with your very own Joe.
His name's like Brian.
Yeah, some stupid name.
Carl.
Parachute Packer Carl.
That's my G.I. Joe name.
Well, what would be, like, that's the G.I. Joe name. What would be the Cobra version of the Parachute Packer? Like,
oh, Giles, I was going to ask you. So you know how, like, other countries, maybe India or somebody, you know they always knock off our movies?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a knockoff of G.I. Joe that another country has?
Yeah, so Britain did Action Force.
Ooh.
Or the, not Britain entirely, but like the I don't UK. Know if it's just the United Kingdom, but I know people from Ireland have it. But anyway, a similar thing. And then, yeah, they have... All over the world, you'd be surprised how many different nerds of our age
from different
countries have their own. No, they're the same figures, but they're, you know, named different, or sometimes they get a repaint. But mm-hmm. they were released all over the world for sure.
Well, you were just showing me the there's a Japanese G.I. Joe Force.
You were showing me.
The character that you were showing me mm-hmm. was in, or we were gonna. I had said maybe you should put the G.I. Joe.
From Japan. Japanese logo on
them. Logo on his flag.
I'm doing like a Samurai Joe right now. And they have, you know, Japanese, you know, apparently G.I. Joe in Japanese means little girl. So they had to change it.
No, Yo what? Joe.
Yo Joe means
Yo
little
Joe
girl.
Meant little girl. If right. you said Yo Joe, they'd be like, why are they saying little girl? Little girl!
Little girl!
I love it.
Oh.
This custom got really interesting.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
There were a lot of exchange students that were very right. confused when they came to their first semester right. abroad in Los Angeles.
Well, what if you thought that, like what if you were thought that, like, that's what the American military was like, you know? So, like, you came to the United States.
Wait,
and
it's not?
My brother would tell you, it is not. I think he would have rather preferred hanging out at the slaughterhouse than digging holes in Georgia in the summer.
Gross. All right, well, any party thoughts?
Yeah, you said my party thought. All
right, guys, on that note, we will see you next week. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Cobra!
Joe!
Why does Bazooka talk about himself in the third person?
That was Big Lob.
Why does Big Lob talk about
because
himself?
Because that's his character trait. He's actually a schizophrenic that can only talk about himself in the third person for his brain to make... I don't know. Because they fucking wrote it to be funny that way. He's like a basketball star, and so he talks about himself as if the announcers, like, narrating what he's doing on the court or the battlefield.
That's how he copes. It's a way to deal with the PTSD of the fact that he's literally being
that
shot at.
That O-ring figure, like the original figure, they wanted $450. So I buy all the old ones, and I said, fuck that. So I researched all the parts, like legs from this guy, torsos from that guy, and I just bought the old parts, put them together, and painted it as Big Lob.
Wow.
Can't tell the
Well, that's a good point. You do have the original figures. Like, those have got to be a pretty penny.
Some of them are. Some of them not. But yeah. this is turned into
all right.
Quite
no a, touching, Pete. Right.
Well, I thought you hit stop on this.
I did not. We're still recording.
Oh, all right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.